The Athenians didn't need to wait long either. A year after the battles at Plataea and Mycale, so in 478, the Spartans sent out a joint Spartan-Athenian force under Pausanias to liberate Greek cities in regions such as Cyprus and the Hellespont, to liberate them from Persian rule. Remember, the Spartans were still technically leaders of any joint Greek force, and that's why Pausanias, the hero of Plataea, to call him that, was in command. Pausanias was also the regent of Leonidas's young son, Pleistarchus, as we mentioned in the last lecture. Now, the Hellespont region was always a crucial one for the Athenians because of its importance to them on the corn route from the Black Sea. So the Athenians were always careful to ensure their presence up there. If they themselves didn't have an actual Athenian presence there, they needed to ensure that they had allies up there, because without that corn, there would be starvation in Athens. Pausanias, however, proved unpopular with those serving under him, as well as the Greeks in the areas with whom he came into contact. He seems to have surrounded himself with a bodyguard, and in Byzantium set himself up as something of a tyrant. There was even some concern that he may have been intriguing with Xerxes. I find that hard to believe, but it's a rumor that was going around at the time. So the Greeks, that's the Greeks over there in this region, began to urge the Athenians to take over command, to take over the command from Pausanias. And the Athenians were quick to do so. This was the opportunity they had been waiting for, and it was a golden opportunity, one that they exploited. Back in Athens, politicians in the assembly, such as Aristides and Themistocles, now persuaded the Athenians to start sending out embassies throughout the Greek world, urging Greek cities to join them in a new league that Athens was forming. And given that this was also the period when Themistocles had persuaded the people to refortify Athens, including its dockyards at the Piraeus, then the Spartans had double reason to be concerned at the Athenians' sudden increase in power. As events would prove over the next half century, they were right to be this concerned, and we'll come on to those in the next lectures. It's Aristides who is credited by our sources with the establishment of Athens' new league. Aristides, if you remember, was one of the commanders of the center of the Greek line at Marathon. He and Themistocles commanded that. This new league is what modern historians call the Delian League, because its treasury was on the Aegean island of Delos. Now, the Delian League would last from 478 to 404 BC, so for much of the 5th century, and it would become Athens' 5th century empire. The Athenian constitution credits the establishment of the Delian League to Aristides and Themistocles, but it's confused the refortification policy that Themistocles oversaw with what Aristides was doing to get the league off the ground. It's another instance where the Athenian constitution has got something wrong. Now, Aristides had been ostracized in 482 because of his clash with Themistocles over how to spend the budget surplus from the Laurian mines. He'd wanted to share it among the people equally, if you remember, whereas Themistocles had persuaded the Athenians to build 100 new triremes. This was in response to that oracular pronouncement that Athens' safety lay behind the wooden wall. And he said the wooden wall was the hulls of ships.